Welcome to Confessions of a Homesteading Mama. I am your host, Tasha Brim. Today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about using an Instant Pot to make blackberry jam. Give this just a minute and I will be right back. So, with canning season upon many people, and I know a lot of you are wanting to preserve foods, we're going to dive in a little bit about using our Instant Pot to help us along the way. Today, I'm going to talk to you about making jellies, jams in the Instant Pot. Super easy, super fast. So, for the first thing I do is I have the Instant Pot Duo Nova. It is the 8 or 10 quart, I don't remember. And I've cleaned my berries. Today, I'm making blackberry jelly. And I'm just going to run down on how to use it and my steps. So, maybe you two can save time in the kitchen or you get multiple things going at once. Okay, so the first thing I do is I wash and clean my blackberries. We got a really good deal on some from some local Amish friends. So I am buying them by like 2 to 3 gallons at a time. And I make lots of jellies and jams. And I will make like ice cream topping or just preserves so I can mix into ice cream when we make homemade ice cream. One of my kids' favorites. And I decided to dive in using the Instant Pot this year because I only have one stovetop, and my pot that I use like for tomato sauce and my water bath canner and stuff takes up basically the entire stovetop. So I can only do one thing at a time. This speeds up processes and makes it to where I can do multiple things at a time. And you know, during canning season, and especially as like a stay-at-home mom and a farm wife, time is of the essence and we never have enough of it. So first I wash all my berries. I've probably overfilled my Instant Pot, but I'm keeping a really close eye on it, so I think it'll be okay. I have a saute setting on mine. I don't know if all Instant Pots do. I'm not too tech savvy here. But I just wash my berries, throw them in. Add a little bit of sugar to sweeten them up. My kids don't like it super sour, but they also don't want a super sweet berry or jelly, jam, whatever. So I put the saute button on. I leave the lid off so I can stir constantly like I would on a pot on the stove. And I just cook them down. I mean, just like you would on the stovetop, you cook them down. They really don't come to boiling at this point. But for my kids want all the seeds strained out. They don't like any chunks, so basically I make more of a jelly than a jam. And so I'll just cook them way down to where it's basically not going to have much waste. Smash them up, and then I'll strain them through a wire strainer, just a real small one. And I'll throw the juice back in to the Instant Pot on the saute setting and get it hot and let it boil down and thicken up in there. And then once it's ready to be canned, I just put them in my cans like I would for water bath and throw them in the water bath canner. I'd have to look up. I don't remember how long jellies are supposed to be water bath, but that's it. It's not any more steps. It's super simple. I'll probably get slack somewhere because I'm doing it wrong or not doing it to code, but it works for us, and it's time-saving, especially when you're in full-fledged can season and you can't devote, you know, one full day for this item or one full day for that item. Fast, simple, easy, and we've done it with other berries, strawberries. I've not tried it with, like, making tomato sauce or anything, and I probably won't, because tomato sauce, I fill my 16-quart stock pot full of tomatoes and cook them down for my sauce. And tomato sauce, we make an all-in just a regular sauce, and then we season it as we use it throughout the year. But anyway, kind of off on a tangent there. That is the quick, simple, easy way to make blackberry jam or jelly with your Instant Pot. No pressure, just super simple. If you have multiple Instant Pots, I guess you could have multiple batches of things going at once, and it just helps speed up during canning season, especially when we're trying to get as much put away as possible, especially during this quote unquote pandemic, you know, so it keeps us having more food in the cabinets. It keeps food preserving going faster to where we're not running to the store often. I haven't been to the store in probably 3 weeks because we have what we need here at home and I can buy my produce from the Amish. So not everybody has that luxury, but I'm betting there's outlets out there somewhere if you don't want to go to the store during this time. But thank you for tuning in, and I just wanted to give a quick touch up on how to do the blackberries in your Instapot. Have a blessed day.